This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news. The Steelers have traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for a third-round pick and a swap of late-round picks. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now, our Steelers insider, to get into all of it. He's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. A ton of angles on this. We'll hit them all with Ray, and then we'll react to it. Ray, did they get enough for Pickens? First question. And did you see this coming?
Well, I think the assumption, Adam, after the draft was that they would hang on to him because it seemed like the draft was, you know, the time that a deal made the most sense. But I think you guys would agree, you know, throughout the last couple of months, I've always thought this was a strong possibility. He's been a cancer in that locker room. And listen, you get a third-round pick for him. I know people were probably wanting a second, but you get a third-round pick for him. It's addition by subtraction, and you got more draft haul for next year that you could use to move up and get your quarterback. So from that perspective, I'm fine with it. I mean, this is a team that was probably going to struggle to contend anyway. I think it'll be better for the locker room. I'm totally fine with them getting a three for George Pickens.
Ray, let's talk about the ultimate plan. What do you think the Steelers' ultimate plan is? Do they have an ultimate plan? Do you see a vision of where they want to go? And let's start all the way back to them missing out on Justin Fields, then having to counter to Aaron Rodgers, then Mason Rudolph bringing him back, then drafting Will Howard, now trading George Pickens. Oh, actually, let's throw in DK Metcalf, paying him $150 million. Yeah. What's their plan?
I think whether it was Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers, it did not matter. Either of those guys or Mason, if it turns out to be Mason, are stopgaps. 1 or 2 years, they want to get their quarterback next year. They want to develop him, and that's when they want to get their franchise QB. Listen, if the franchise QB comes next year and he's ready to play in 27, DK Metcalf, I think, will still be 29 years old, theoretically in his prime. Now you know they're going to draft a receiver next year with one of their picks. So when you think about it from, you know, you take the bird's eye view of this, I think all of this is for 1 and 2 years down the road. Yeah, they're still going to try to win in 2025, but the long-term plan is get your quarterback next year, develop him, and then try to hit it right in 2027. For 2028.
George Pickens has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a third-round pick and a swap of late-round picks. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, joins us right now as we cut it up and try to hit on all the angles. All right, in the interim then, Ray, if that is their plan, what do they do at wide receiver? Keenan Allen still out there. Amari Cooper still out there. There are other names still available on the free agent market. Do you think that they would sign one of those guys? They can't possibly feel good about their wide receiver room right now, could they?
Yeah, I do think, Adam, anything they do will be relatively on the cheap. Like, there's a reason those guys are still out there. So you saw what they paid Robert Woods, you know, $2 million a year, maybe Cooper, more pedigree. You pay him a little bit more if that's a move. But I think in the end, they thought enough of Roman Wilson to make him a third-round pick. I think they're hoping there's a progression there and that he could add something to it. I think Calvin Austin is a solid three or a four. So, yeah, you're in the same position as you were last year. You don't really have a good number two, but I think the hope is that maybe Roman Wilson develops into that. The problem is you don't have enough knowledge on what he can be just because he spent his entire rookie season on IR.
All right, we have details now on the trade. This from Ari Myrov, who puts out, full trade. Cowboys traded a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Steelers in exchange for George Pickens and a 2027 sixth-round pick. So the Steelers add two picks in next year's they add one pick in next year's draft, one in 2027, and they lose one in 2027. Yeah. When the Steelers traded Antonio Brown, it was for a third and a fifth-round pick. What do you think this means for Rodgers? Is this something that he would have endorsed? Like, does he not want to deal with a George Pickens-type personality? Or does this mean he's not coming, Ray? Or that he may have already spurned them?
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think this decision to trade George Pickens is totally separate from what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But if you do want to project out and think about how would Aaron Rodgers mesh with somebody like George Pickens, I don't think it would be good. I can't sit here and name you a quarterback who would mesh well with a receiver who doesn't run his routes properly, who doesn't attend meetings, is late. I mean, any quarterback isn't going to be able to get along with that type of a guy, you know, professionally. So the way I look at it, addition by subtraction, you're losing a talented receiver, but you're eliminating a big headache from your organization and your locker room as well.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ray, if they made this trade happen during the draft, hypothetically, clearly, do you think that changes the way that they drafted in the first round? Do you think they draft a receiver or maybe move up two spots to get a Ibuka? Because I think he went to, 19 to the Buccaneers? Do you think that they draft a receiver with that first-round pick if they make this trade during the draft?
No, I think they were set on drafting a D lineman. If this pick – I think all along they wanted that pick to be 2026, but if you play the game, let's say they did get a third-round pick in this year's draft, they probably would have drafted a receiver. You know, I think there were still some decent guys on the board. I forget, you know, the Cowboys probably drafted ahead of the Steelers, so whether it would have been a guy like Jalen Knoll or somebody like that, you know, they could have got a guy like that. That would have been good, but I think all this is set up for them to have the ammunition to move up next year, package a lot of picks, whether it's next year's picks or future first-round picks, go get that quarterback and try to build your football team that way.
This may be a stupid question, Ray, but my principal at St. Bernard's Elementary School told me that there is no such thing as a stupid question. When they signed DK Metcalf to that five-year, $150 million deal, did they know the whole time they were going to trade George Pickens, do you think?
I think it was always a strong possibility, yes. I think it got to a situation last season where it was an issue in the locker room. You know, the players didn't like having that distraction. And, you know, you're always going to sit back and try to get the best deal possible. But I think everything that transpired last year, you know, Pickens not showing up for practices on time, constantly being late, the Christmas Day showing up for a game late, everything, you know, like at the Post-Gazette today, we're going to do an entire timeline of all the stuff that George Pickens did, because there's going to be stuff that you guys don't even remember. You know, the eye black, you know, it's been 3 years of this stuff. So
always bleeping open.
It's going to be interesting to look back on his time. And I do think, guys, it just got to a point where they didn't want to deal with him anymore. The players didn't want to deal with him anymore. And they needed to get something like this done.
Ray, it's just me. This is just my intuition, my feeling. My gut feeling here, I still think that they turn around and trade for a receiver within the next week. I think they trade for
within
somebody.
The next week.
Yes.
Okay. I don't get that sense, Doran, but you might be right. I mean, especially if Aaron Rodgers comes, like who's or any of Aaron's former teammates still out there?
Lazard, yeah.
Lazard.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Lazard is the move, right? Like if he's if he's still out there, you give Aaron a security blanket. Is he a true number two at this stage of his career? Maybe not, but you don't really have one on your roster either. So sometimes beggars can't be choosers.
Ray, you were a delight. This was great. We appreciate it. Now get to work because you got a lot to write about.
Good timing this week, guys. All right, I'll see you.
Damn right. See you, Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.